A point then for your side. Is that about right from that game or not?
Not from our point of view. 2 points dropped big time. First half, I thought we totally dominated the game. We had some real good chances. Keeper made some excellent saves. We missed a couple of chances. Didn't make a killer pass when we got broke on the counter-attack. So it should have been game over. But obviously, second half, we knew that we had to start quickly and make sure that we tried to get the second goal because at 1-0, game's still in the balance. And obviously, they had a go and put us on the back foot a little bit without causing us too many problems. Obviously, the lads come on and hit a goal that'll score 1 in 100, and full credit to him, it's a great goal. Poor goal from our perspective. We didn't get tight enough to people second half and allowed them to dominate the game when we were dominated right the way through from the first whistle. And we didn't do the basics right second half in terms of passing it around better. Probably didn't use the conditions as well as we should do.
How tough were those conditions?
Yeah, difficult. Obviously, anybody watching the game will see that the goalkeepers were barely reaching the halfway line and things were running through. But you've got to be able to manage that. We knew what we needed to do first half and second half. We didn't execute them plans the second half as well as we did first.
What's the reason for that, do you think, in the immediate aftermath when you look back at it, was to why it perhaps didn't work second half for you?
Well, maybe we got a little bit too sloppy, possibly. We give away the ball too cheaply. We didn't get close enough to stop them from playing. Don't get me wrong, they've got some good players and you know that they're going to have a go second half. I think Graham will have gone in at half time and said that they've got out of jail by still being only one goal in it first half. But that's part and parcel of football. You've got to make sure you do the right thing second half. And when you look back on it, we just said to the players that ultimately we should have won the game, but to be fair, we nearly lost it by being a bit too gung-ho and cavalier at the end. And any point that you gather at this stage of the season can be vital. That point that we've gathered today now could be the difference between playoffs and automatic still.
Just at the end of that first half, a chance for Jermaine Beckford. If you go up 2-0, if you go in 2-0 at half-time rather, is that a different outcome to the match, you think?
Yeah, obviously it's not game over, but it gives you a fantastic opportunity to win a game. I think Scott Laird had a fantastic shot, which the keeper made an unbelievable save with, and we got into some other good positions. And we knew that we needed that second goal. And yeah, a lot of the time Jermaine finishes it, the keeper got something on it. But yeah, we should have been 2 or 3 up before half-time and game would have been over, but it wasn't, and we allowed him back in.
He said last week at Barnes, it's another game choked off. It's another point added, isn't it? I suppose bit by bit, you're creeping towards the finishing line.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes what you have to do, as I said before there, that any point that you gather now at this stage of the season can be invaluable for you, because it's the end of the season where teams are going to be playing each other and drop points, gain points. So as much as we're frustrated and disappointed in there, we're not despondent, because we've still got another point. We've extended the winning runs, the unbeaten run that we've still got. So yeah, we've set high standards and we know that we should have won the game, but we haven't. And we've accumulated another point and it's still our positions still to lose.
Really horrible incident in the second half with Paul Huntington. We gather he's okay, is that right?
Yeah, he's all right. He just took a knock to the head and he's walking around in the dressing room. I think it's more of a precaution than anything else, so we'll assess him. And to be fair, probably one of the other contributions of why we didn't perform well, we've had a virus go around the training ground all week, and one or two players, probably more than one or two, were running on empty towards that last 10-15 minutes of the game. So it wasn't ideal. We've had players away as well, but look, they're not excuses. We should have had the game wrapped up by half time.
You go again next weekend.
Games come thick and fast, Friday, Monday, and the more games come and you get chalked off and you're still in the position that we're in, then it gives you that opportunity to get promoted. So we're looking forward to the games over the Easter period, and I think always people look on the Easter period as being quite a defining part of the season when it's so tight in a division, and there's no getting away from the fact that I know who's playing each other over the next couple of games and all our supporters and everybody, but we can't affect anything like that. We've got to affect what we can do against Rochdale at home and then at Bradford on the Monday.
So you're looking at league tables and all the rest of it now, are you? You're going to
admit
that?
Well, look, people think I'm daft that if I don't, I'm aware of the situation, but I certainly don't know. I just look to the fixtures the next weekend of who's playing, mainly for our scouting reasons as well. So I'm aware of who's playing. I don't know the teams play after that, because I'm not just going to go around that circle of leading you down the line of madness by trying to anticipate what's going to be happening. I'll leave that to other people to do.
Just finally, you've been here so many times with different clubs. What is a defining characteristic to a team actually going on to win promotion at this part of the season now when you're into that final hurdle?
Well, making sure that you've you've got a desire not to get beat. And when we're hitting the run that we're on with an unbeaten run, I think it was 11 or 12 now, then we're in good form. And you've got to grind results out. And if you're under pressure, you've got to make sure that you don't get beat. Any points you accumulate from now to the end of the season can be valuable for the team. And we've got that spirit. You've seen players come into the group today that have not played for a long time. Jack King, we thought, played really well for us today and has not kicked the ball in the first team for a number of weeks now. But we've got that spirit and togetherness, which I'm sure will get us over the line.